Now, back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. Once again, we're broadcasting and coming to you from our home studios because we want to make sure everyone is safe and healthy. We are joined by Nashville Opera. We're honored to have Nashville Opera as a big part of today's program. We have Anna Young, Director of Education and Outreach, and also to Leah Maitland, who's the Director of Marketing, PR, and Engagement, both for Nashville Opera. So how are you two lovely ladies doing?
We're doing great well today.
Yeah. Thanks so much. How are you?
Doing well. So obviously we're, living the quarantine life, and we'll talk about what you all are doing to really help and still inspire. And start with some basics. Give us just a little bit of a history lesson for Nashville Opera.
So Nashville Opera was founded almost 40 years ago by Mary Ragland. And it started as a small opera company. Our first production was Madame Butterfly. And over the years, it has grown to a level three, almost level two company, which is that's a pretty big company in the opera world. And our current artistic director, John Humes, joined us 25 years ago, and he's really taken the company in new directions. We do the traditional war horses that everybody knows and loves, and we do a lot of modern pieces that are more experimental, which is something John brought to us. And we're really proud of that. We're really proud that we're pushing the boundaries of what opera means in Music City. And next year actually is our 40th anniversary and John's 25th anniversary. So nice. It's a pretty special year.
Walk us through what a typical season would look like in terms of kind of the number of shows. You mentioned diversity, obviously, with the programming, which is really important. But walk us through what a typical kind of calendar year would look like.
Well, we have several different arms of performance that go on at the same time. And I can maybe speak to the main stage productions and community engagement. And then Anna can speak to our education programs, which are enormous and far reaching. So we have, every year, we have four main stage productions, two in the fall and two in the spring. Usually two to three of those are at Tennessee Performing Arts Center, and one or two of them are at our home, which is the Noah Lyph Opera Center in Sylvan Park. So you would come to a large scale production, fully staged at TPAC in the fall, usually October, with a full orchestra, huge cast, and a big, big audience. And then in the winter, you might come to the Noah Lyph Opera Center and experience a more intimate setting of a lesser known work or a smaller form work with an audience that that was more like 250 to 300 people. So we alternate these large-scale productions with a 2,000-person audience and a small-scale productions with, black box theater seating and experience. In addition to that, we do a lot of community engagement. You can find us partnering with Opera on Tap in bars, singing opera all over the city throughout the year. We'll do roundtable discussions. We'll do special community engagement events that are connected with each of our shows. For instance, last year we did Madame Butterfly, and we had an authentic Japanese tea ceremony that we did for a small group of volunteers so that they could experience traditional Japanese culture as they prepared to watch the opera, which is set in Japan. So we really try to gear our engagement so that it expands the experience of opera. Another cool thing that we're doing with a show that is supposed to end next season, Rigoletto, it's a film noir setting of a traditional opera. And we're partnering with the Nashville Film Festival. We had a competition in the winter where different teams of people submitted film noir shorts to us. Two-minute short film, and the winning film will become a part of the live production next year. And we had a big screening, and it brought in a whole bunch of new people. So we really, again, that's kind of our pushing the boundaries of what opera is. People don't think of like 40s film noir necessarily, but that's part of what we do too. And then of course our educational program, which Anna can speak to with deep eloquence.
Yeah, so A big part of our production season every year is our Nashville Opera Education on Tour. And this is something that happens in February and March every year. We take a fully produced children's opera or youth opera into about 45 to 50 schools in Middle Tennessee. We go directly to the school, complete with four professional opera singers, a professional pianist, colorful sets and costumes, and we get to share this fantastic art form with children of all ages, lots of elementary school students. And it's so funny, most people think opera for little kids and for elementary students, that's how is that possibly going to connect with these young people in our community? And I have to tell you, they absolutely love it. We have schools that we go to every year. We go to new schools every year. Our tour sells out absolutely every season, and children love it. It goes to show, you know, if you do something of the highest caliber with the most professional and talented singers. We actually, we hire these young professional opera singers from across the country through national auditions that take place in New York City. And we're bringing the power and the magic of opera to the children of Middle Tennessee, and they get to see what opera is like and how it really should sound. And it's magic. It's really fantastic. Through our education tour, we reach more than 22 to 25,000 children and families every season, every year. So it's something we're really proud of. It's a whole lot of fun. And we do community performances for free during the education tour of the show, the same show that we take to all these elementary and middle schools. We perform at various venues in Nashville, including, you know, the Bellmead Plantation, the Parthenon, various libraries, and we do that free to the community so that we can, it's another way for us to show what opera is all about and to connect with our families. And it's great. If you haven't seen an opera with the education tour at Nashville Opera, you've got to join us at a community venue, or if you can come to a school show, it's really awesome. It's super exciting. The kids are the best audience ever.
Well, I think it's also cool that you have toolkits. You also too have special performances for youth who might have autism. So you do a lot of things to customize and make sure that you truly are making opera accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. That's actually part of the All Access Opera Education program. This started in collaboration with Triad at Vanderbilt University. Triad is the Treatment and Research Institute of Autism Spectrum Disorder. In the collaboration, we were the first arts organization to partner with Triad back in 2013. We decided, you know, it wouldn't it be wonderful if we had some resources to help children on the autism spectrum be able to be a part of our opera performances, come to the show, and to make sure that what we do is accessible to all different kinds of children. And we started with one sensory-friendly performance at the Noelif Opera Center a year with these special tools. And we found that our families were so appreciative, and it was such a wonderful experience for everybody, that we thought, why can't we share these tools with our teachers, like every teacher of the 45 to 50 schools that we reach, you know, so that they can use these resources in the classroom. And then it gets even better. We got such great feedback from that. We started to share these tools with other opera companies across the country. So we're actually making an impact not only in Nashville, but across the United States. So since we were the only opera company that was documented in doing this work, and we had these fantastic resources, we wanted to share them so that we could, you know, reach as many people as possible and hopefully show them that, you know, opera is something for everybody, and that everybody should be able to access and to be a part of what we do. So it's a wonderful program.
That's also a good transition to what you're doing now. When you look at the coronavirus, COVID-19, and the quarantine, as I mentioned, you're leveraging technology now, but you are making it accessible. And so talk about the shift and the pivot of streaming videos and making this kind of all access an opportunity to engage people.
We have recorded our productions and our children's operas for many years, and it's not something that we've shared widely in a digital format, But as we all are sheltering in our homes and we don't have an opportunity to gather together, we decided that this was a moment to be creative and to reach people where they are. And so the first thing we did was we got permission to share the last three annual opera on tour productions that we did for our children's operas, two of which were created by Anna. And then the composer of the third one gave us permission to share them. And so once a week, we have released an opera online, and it's at our website, nashvilleopera.org, right now, where you can stream it. And you can watch an entire children's opera on our website and download the toolkit and storyboards, coloring pages, all sorts of files that can help you really deeply engage with the experience. And Anna can go into the types of things that are available for each opera. But we're getting such a great response from it, from the teachers who requested this, from families all over Nashville. There are so many parents right now who are having to homeschool their children, and we're so delighted to be able to help them with that, give them something valuable to share with their kids.
Yeah. Anna, go ahead and elaborate on just what you're seeing with this as an opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the feedback we've gotten is fantastic. And well, one thing, we were so happy to be able to share the video of this year's production, especially with the schools that we unfortunately weren't able to visit. We were so lucky. I think we were able to get to about 42 schools. So we made it pretty far since everything happened mid-March and later. But, you know, all those students that didn't get a chance to see the show, and these teachers were so great, and they were teaching the kids about what to expect, and they had our toolkit. And then for us not to be able to visit, what a wonderful thing that we were still able to connect with them in this way and to share this production and the opera. Resources that we've been able to share as well, and everything's posted on our website, including the streaming video. But we have the storyboard, which is a portion of the toolkit, which is the most popular part of the toolkit that helps children with special needs, but also helps anybody. Basically, a storyboard it's like a pictorial depiction of the plot. It's a synopsis of the opera or the show with pictures and really simple sentences. So that could be useful for any opera or really any show that you may see. So that's a wonderful resource. The coloring book pages, we have study guides and curriculum-based activities for the classroom that connect with anything from science to math to literature, the science of the singing voice. We've tried to make it so that it would reach a large array of ages as well. So we have both the full-length study guide for this year's show, and then we have little mini study guides for the three operas that we're streaming right now. And it's really been received so well. And I even had this morning a friend of mine from college, who's a teacher in South Carolina, she saw that it was being shared, like the announcement on Facebook, and she went to the Nashville Opera webpage and started sharing our video with her students, because she's a music teacher and everyone's looking for really enriching activities to do with their students when they can't be together in the classroom. So I think it's really exciting that we're not only, you know, able to share with our community, but when you have a platform like, you know, our website, and how far the reach could be. We've even had other opera companies asking to share some of our resources as well, which is really exciting, you know, that, hey, yeah, Nashville Opera in our city, we've got a lot to offer.
Absolutely. So how can we help? I mean, obviously, once things get to normal, tickets and purchasing and going to the shows, but how can we help now, and how can we help in the future?
I would say right now, the best way to help is to visit us at our website and click on the navigation that will allow you to join our mailing list, so that as we move towards a point in time where we can open back up and be together, we can let you all know what we're doing. and that will be both digital and in-person concerts. We're exploring lots of really innovative ways of continuing to interact with people during this time, both with children content geared towards children and content that is more traditional opera. So I would say right now, that's the best thing that you could possibly do is just join us over at our website, sign up for our newsletters, and stay in communication with us. We would love to tell you what we're doing.
And that makes it easy for the last question is, where do we go? You mentioned it before in terms of the website, but talk about website and social media. Where do we go?
NashvilleOpera.org is our website, and we are at Nashville Opera across all other platforms. So follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We'd love to talk to you.
Anna, Leah, thank you for all you do and for coming on the show.